Bitcoin's bumpy ride, understanding the road to recovery. Bitcoin's recent flash crash below the $75,000 mark has reignited debates about its trajectory toward the $100,000 milestone. It's like watching a roller coaster dip suddenly. Everyone's nerves are taut, right?
While many investors anticipate a rapid V-shaped recovery, historical data and technical analysis suggest a more cautious multi-month path to new highs. It's not just about the numbers. It's about the rhythm of the market, which often takes its time to breathe.
This analysis explores the interplay of market dynamics, historical patterns, and investor behavior to contextualize Bitcoin's potential recovery. Think of it like reading a story. There's always a plot twist or two.
By examining consolidation phases, the benefits of a slow grind, and strategic approaches for long-term investors, this summary aims to provide a roadmap for navigating Bitcoin's uncertain future. It's less about chasing the peak and more about understanding the journey.
Learning from the past, historical data paints a cautious picture. Bitcoin's price history reveals recurring patterns that challenge the notion of a swift rebound. It's like a dance. Sometimes the moves are quick, but often they're deliberate.
During previous bull markets, sharp corrections, often triggered by macroeconomic shifts, regulatory scrutiny, or speculative overreach, have been followed by prolonged consolidation phases. These aren't just pauses, they're recalibrations.
These periods, characterized by sideways price movements within a defined range, serve as critical junctures where the market rebuilds its foundation before resuming upward momentum. It's like a tree shedding leaves before new growth emerges.
For instance, in 2017, Bitcoin's price surged from around $1,000 to nearly $20,000, only to crash to below $3,000 in 2018. It's a reminder that even the most bullish trends can be derailed by external forces.
The subsequent recovery took over a year, with the price gradually climbing back to $10,000 by 2019. It's a lesson in patience. Sometimes the market needs time to reset.
Similarly, the 2022 crash, which saw Bitcoin plummet from $69,000 to as low as $15,000, was followed by a slow, steady climb back to $30,000 in 2023. It's not about speed, it's about stability.
These historical episodes underscore a key takeaway. Market corrections are rarely followed by immediate rebounds. They're more like a pause button than a reset.
Instead, they often trigger a consolidation phase that can last weeks, months, or even years. It's the market's way of saying, let's take a breath.
Technical indicators, such as support and resistance levels, play a pivotal role in these phases. They're like the market's internal compass, guiding where it's likely to pause or pivot.
For example, Bitcoin's recent consolidation near the $75,000 mark suggests that the market is testing the viability of this level as a new support base. It's a sign of strength, not weakness.
Analysts argue that such consolidation is not a sign of weakness, but a natural process that allows the market to stabilize and accumulate buyers before resuming its upward trajectory. It's like a muscle building strength before a sprint.
The importance of historical context cannot be overstated. While the allure of a quick recovery is tempting, it often leads to premature optimism and increased volatility.
Investors who rely on short-term price movements risk being caught in a cycle of panic selling and speculative buying, which can erode long-term gains. It's a dangerous game of chasing the next big move.
By contrast, recognizing the inevitability of consolidation phases enables traders to adopt a more disciplined approach, avoiding the pitfalls of overconfidence and market noise. It's about staying grounded in the long game.
Why a slow grind might be healthier. The idea of a prolonged recovery may seem frustrating to traders accustomed to rapid gains, but it offers significant advantages for the market's long-term health. It's like a marathon versus a sprint. Both have their merits, but the marathon builds endurance.
First, a slow consolidation phase allows excessive leverage to be flushed out of the system. When prices rocket, so do risks.
During periods of rapid price appreciation, retail and institutional investors often take on high leverage, creating a fragile market structure. It's like building a house on sand. Eventually, it's going to collapse.
When a correction occurs, leveraged positions can trigger cascading sell-offs, exacerbating volatility. A slower recovery, however, provides time for these leveraged positions to be unwound gradually, reducing the risk of sudden, destabilizing crashes.
Second, a multi-month consolidation period enables the market to absorb the shock of a correction at a new, higher price level. It's like giving the market time to heal and adapt.
This process, known as price discovery, allows the market to reevaluate its fundamentals and adjust expectations. It's not just about numbers, it's about value.
For example, during the 2022 crash, Bitcoin's price fell to $15,000, but the subsequent consolidation phase allowed the market to reprice its value based on evolving factors such as institutional adoption, regulatory clarity, and macroeconomic conditions.
This revaluation creates a more stable foundation for future growth, as the market is less likely to be driven by speculative hype alone. It's about building a sustainable value proposition.
Moreover, a slow recovery fosters a more sustainable growth trajectory. Rapid price surges often rely on speculative fervor rather than fundamental strength, making them vulnerable to sudden reversals.
In contrast, a gradual climb supported by strong fundamentals, such as increased institutional adoption, regulatory frameworks, and real-world use cases, creates a more resilient market. It's about substance over style.
For instance, the rise of Bitcoin as a store of value and a hedge against inflation has gained traction among institutional investors, who are more likely to hold Bitcoin over the long term.
This shift from speculative trading to fundamental-driven growth reduces the likelihood of abrupt corrections and supports a more durable price trend. It's about aligning with the market's true value.
What this means for investors? For long-term investors, the implications of a multi-month recovery are clear. Discipline, patience, and a focus on fundamentals are essential. It's not about timing the market, it's about staying in it.
The path to $100,000 is unlikely to be a straight line, and investors must prepare for continued volatility and potential sideways action. It's like climbing a mountain. There are detours, but the summit is worth the effort.
This environment favors strategies that mitigate the risks of short-term fluctuations, such as dollar-cost averaging, DCA, and a focus on Bitcoin's underlying value proposition. It's about consistency over chaos.
Dollar-cost averaging, a strategy where investors regularly invest a fixed amount, helps smooth out the emotional roller coaster of market swings. It's a way to stay invested without being overwhelmed by fear or greed.
Ultimately, the road to recovery is a test of patience and conviction. It's not about predicting the next big move. It's about building a resilient portfolio that can weather the storm and thrive in the long run.
So whether you're holding Bitcoin or not, the key takeaway is this: the market's journey is as important as the destination. Stay informed, stay grounded, and keep your eyes on the horizon.